Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. You've come across a shorter version of what we do at RenegadesRadio.com, which is play anything, anytime, anywhere. The advantage of the Renegades Radio Podcast is that we can take an hour or so to delve deeper into a subject, hopefully one that you'll find interesting. Welcome to part two of our look at cover songs in the music industry. It's well known that once a song has become an iconic hit, there are going to be other artists that remake the song or cover it. These remakes can range in quality from better than the original to why the hell did you ruin that song? In the finale to our look at cover songs, we're going to entertain both sides of that equation. Songs that get covered all the time, but when a song is covered three times and successfully at that, it is a rarity. The Locomotion fits that category nicely. Written by the legendary songwriting team of Carole King and Jerry Goffin, The Locomotion was originally recorded in 1962 by Little Eva Boyd, who took it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Flash forward a decade or so, and a more rocking version of the song was released from Grand Funk Railroad. They took the song to the top of the Hot 100 in 1974. In 1988, it was Australian chanteuse Kylie Minogue who took the song to number 3 on the Hot 100. You may have your own thoughts on which one is the best of the trio, so let's give them all a listen. Kicking off part 2 of our look at cover songs, here's Little Eva and the Locomotion on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier than learning your ABC. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. You gotta swing.
Yeah! If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast as
There you have 80s mall girl Tiffany covering the Tommy James and the Shondells hit I Think We're Alone Now on the Renegades Radio Podcast. In 1987, Tiffany released her version of the James classic from 1967, and she promoted it by performing in shopping malls across the state of Utah, believe it or not. The odd performance venue would prove to be the correct move, as Tiffany's version went to number one on the Hot 100. Tommy James and the Shondells could only get it to number three. Now, there's been a few songs we've played during our look at cover songs that people might not have liked. The next couple of songs will fall in the category of What the Hell Is That? And both remake versions come from one band. The rap rock band Limp Bizkit seemed to have a bit of an overinflated vision of their talents, taking on not one, but two popular tunes. In putting their own touches on the songs, however, Limp Bizkit had fans running for the door rather than screaming for more. But as always, the listener is the judge. Let's get it started with the originals first, then the Limp Bizkit remakes. Here's the late George Michael with his big hit, Faith, on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
It would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Song and baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith, baby. I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, baby, please go away. 'Cause you're giving me the blues. Baby, you might be all the words you say. I'm showing you that door where I gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Get the fuck up.
It's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. Where you're cold. it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. And no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. What it's like to feel these feelings like I do. And I blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Discover
what it's like to be mistreated, to be defeated behind blue eyes. And no one knows how to say that they're sorry. And don't worry, I'm not telling lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Well, there you have it. After covering George Michael's Faith in 1998, Limp Bizkit decided destroying one song wasn't enough and finished it off by wrecking the Who classic Behind Blue Eyes in 2003. Even Limp Bizkit guitarist Wes Borland, who wasn't in the band back when Eyes was done, said it was a horrible remake. This is probably the worst cover ever. Even the video is awful, Borland said in an interview. It's just really embarrassing, and it's so unbelievably self-indulgent. Surprisingly, the disco era not only benefited from remakes, but also generated its own. In 1968, actor Richard Harris recorded the original version of MacArthur Park that, despite being universally reviled, reached number 2 in the States of America. That was topped in 1978 when disco queen Donna Summer put out her version of the song. It went to number 1 and became a staple of discotheques across this country. There are those that don't hold Summer's version in high regards either. Decide for yourself, though. Here's the late Richard Harris with what would be his only foray into music with MacArthur Park on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
For us, girl, it ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. I will win the worship.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice ain't flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Thank you. At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. And you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Renegades Radio Podcast, and that was the alternative band Cake with their 1996 remake of I Will Survive. The Cake cover of Gloria Gaynor's 1979 original was unique to say the least. But Gloria Gaynor didn't particularly like Cake's version due to Cake singer John McRae's usage of profanity when singing the song. But that's not the first time that someone didn't like how their original song was remade. Weird Al Yankovic has plenty of stories like that. We're going to wrap up this look at cover songs with arguably two of the biggest cover songs in the history of music. When she wrote the song, country music legend Dolly Parton envisioned it as a goodbye to her longtime singing partner and mentor, Porter Wagoner, after they decided to go their separate ways. That she was able to capture the emotions of a romantic separation in I Will Always Love You was simply a bonus for Parton, whose original version of the song topped the Billboard Hot Country charts twice, on its original release in 1974 and its re-release in 1982 as a part of the soundtrack for the Parton film The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. If Parton thought she'd wrung every ounce of success out of the song, she soon discovered she was mistaken. For her 1992 film The Bodyguard, pop diva Whitney Houston needed a song that captured the relationship between her character and Kevin Costner's bodyguard character. At Costner's suggestion, Houston settled on Parton's timeless classic, and it would prove to be the right move. Houston spent 14 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and would return there in 2012 after her death, cementing the song in the annals of music history. The first of our final two songs in our salute to cover songs, here's the original, I Will Always Love You, from Dolly Parton on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Should stay, I would. your way, so I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
she was doing, and an old love was here to stay. But she told me to
walk this way.
was three young ladies in a school gym locker when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boss told myself and I missed. Then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this. Big chance at the high school dance.
What a way to finish off the Renegades Radio Podcast tribute to cover songs. That was hip-hop groundbreakers Run DMC, teaming with the original artists who wrote the song in Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, doing Walk This Way from 1985. How big was this song? Not only did it arguably bridge the gap between rap and hard rock metal music, it also arguably brought rap into the mainstream. In fact, there's a book recently released about the collaboration between Run DMC and the Toxic Twins and how it has affected the musical culture in the United States. That book, entitled Walk This Way, Run DMC, Aerosmith, and the Song That Changed American Music Forever, was released in February. If you haven't picked up a copy yet, it's worth a read. And that wraps up our look at cover songs. We could probably continue for, well, let's just put it this way. There are bands who perform cover songs that are released every day. You could probably program a radio station with them. In the end, though, what makes a good cover song is that it is familiar to the listeners while being at the same time unique in its own right. Join us next time as we'll take a look at what will be a very busy summer concert schedule. As it begins to get warmer outside, the concert schedule begins to heat up as summer concerts, festivals, and other musical gatherings pick up steam. We're going to talk about some of the bigger shows that will be out there during the summer of 2019 and try to pass along some information that might get you into those shows. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media, on Twitter at renegades_radio and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/rengaderadio. That's RENGADERADIO. And if you'd like to contact the Renegade Radio Podcast, be sure to email us at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.